All right. Yeah. All right. Berg. There it is. There we are. There was Dr. Elcott doing his thing. Can you hear that? There better not be any fucking sound there, man. Yeah, okay, cool. Anyway, let's do it. Man, oh man, what a world we live in, huh? Hey, but you don't want to know something? It's the only one we got. So, you can't run from it. Well, yes, you can. Sure you can. You can run from anything you want. You don't have to be here, man. You don't have to live in this shit. You know, you can take the option that a lot of people take, that some people say is the coward's way out. Well, I don't know. There we see the coward's way. So there's the coward's way out. Hendry, what are you doing? So, I was all over Twitter yesterday. Just so you guys know, I'm going to stop with the tweets on the real Phil Hendry account for the foreseeable future, just to get away from that goddamn motherfucker. And then I'm going to start anew. Probably, I don't know how long I'll be away from that shit, you know. Anyway, let's see. Accessories, and we have commercials today. We got Wix and we got Avant. Far out. Wix and Avant. Say, both mid rolls.
What?
Yeah. Here she is. Here's Our Lady. Oh, no, that's not her. Sorry. Where is she, man? Yeah? What else is going on? What is up there? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you didn't tell me anything. You just... God damn it. All right. Two announcements. One, Phil only returns on Monday. One, Phil only returns on Monday. Two, the Saturday night movie will return on Saturday. Now, I don't know how you want to work this. It's not going to be live. I don't know that we can do it live, but we will download a show, and one of the shows will be a Saturday night movie. Is that right? I think we're going to call it Mystery Science Phil 3000, something like that, or Phil Science Theater 3000, or Phil Theater 3000. I don't know. Mystery Science Hendry 3000. Mystery Science Hendry 4000. How about that? An homage to Mystery Science Theater. I don't want anybody to think I'm ripping them off. It's an homage and an homage, a homage, a homag, a homagay. Okay? Cool. All right. Let me get over to Twitter and, like, fucking unfollow a bunch of motherfuckers. And then, let's see. All right. There we go. Well, Phil?
Phil, first of all, I want to say something. My voice on the show yesterday, I sounded like a goddamn, I don't know, I sounded just like Larry Grover's mother, you know?
Yeah, Larry is this.
I don't remember to fucking get rid of this shit. Bitchin'. Yeah. All right. Bitchin'. That's the twitchinest. Twitchin' and bitchin' and twitchin'. Oscar Pistorius convicted of murder as appeals court overturns earlier conviction. What? British jet strike oil refinery after parliament backs military action. Britain joins Syrian air war. Putin vows more sanctions on Turkey. Police tear down protest camp at Minneapolis 4th Precinct. Former Hell's Angel bike found dead in Thailand. What's that mean, former Hell's Angel bike? Good Lord, bikey? What does that mean, bikey? The fuck kind of a term is that? Look at this. B-I-K-I, the Herald Sun. An American man and a Thai woman have been charged by Thai police over the kidnapping and murder of former Hell's Angels bikey. The body of Wayne Rodney Schneider was found in a shallow grave in eastern Thailand near where he was abducted at gunpoint by a gang. Tyler Joseph Fulton Sheen Gerard. What kind of fucking name is that, man? Fulton Sheen. Have mercy. Was arrested by Thai police at an immigration checkpoint in Cambodia. 25-year-old Thai wife of Australian man Antonio something or other was also detained. Police will allege Bagnato masterminded the attack before fleeing Thailand. Investigators told AP that Bagnato's whereabouts is unknown. Schneider, age 30, from Northwest, I guess he was from New Zealand. Oh, I dig. So that's a New Zealand term. Was bashed and dumped in the back of a pickup truck on Monday morning after a drinking session with Victorian and international underworld heavyweight J. Ahmad something or other. He was found buried by the roadside in a shallow grave in a district of some. It's an Australian man. Okay, so who's this motherfucker? Oh, this is the guy that was abducted, right? Yeah. Jesus Christ. There's a whole lot of me having to fucking figure that shit out. I had no idea what was going on there. Okay, man. Color-coded. All right, man, let me see what I'm going to do here. I didn't see anything in the fucking news worth a pinch of shit. Not worth a pinch of shit. One thing I do want to do, though, is get... And then I'm going to get... characters.
Yeah, well, Phil, I can tell you that this is, well, look at that chick from the ATF. God damn, what a piece of ass. I gotta...
Come on, will ya?
Well, man's gotta survive. What are we gonna fucking... I got hair in my nose. Yeah, Mr. Henry, this has been a very, very traumatic... Phil, I think, at this time, I think that what you want to do is kind of...
Father McQuarters.
I think this is a good thing.
Let me tell you something right now, my friend. I have no idea what these motherfuckers want. Professor Emery Clayton,
And Professor Clayton is Father McQuarters.
Yes, Father.
I simply am saying...
Professor Emery Clayton.
particular time, what we did observe was they tried to jump in line. I want to harken back to a couple of things that you were talking about, Mr. Henry. That was one of them was the, you know, the breakfast sandwich. I mean, what's that about? You know, if you want to indict.
Yeah, Father.
I was going to say to the boy, there's nothing wrong, Dave.
Father, if you don't mind.
Yes, but there's nothing wrong, David.
Okay. Jalapeno peppers, man. Chef Carl Cedillo. And, come on, bitch. Come on, bitch. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yes? I know, yeah. Look at that. There it is there. Right. Uh-huh. And all of that, those cars there and those cars there, but then over there, but then you see these words. All right. Thank you very much, Stephanie. You're doing great. So that's kind of what our movie is going to be like. I don't know, on Saturday night, you know, where I don't know if there's going to be like that or not. Louisa Hodge is with us. Breaking news. What is the breaking news? More bullshit? What more bullshit? Who's this? Is this the motherfucker? Now, you know, the whole trip is linked to house in Redlands, worked for San Bernardino County Health, and then just fucking sprayed the motherfucker. I bet you this guy got radicalized by ISIS and left the kid with the grandmother. Now, that's the part that really fucking hacks my goddamn thing. Test, 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 test. Nothing sadder in my world. No. Hi. All right. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not really kidding, but what gets me, man, is all right. Wait a minute. I'm giving print. Now, that's been done. And then we go to music. Chef Carl Cedillo. Look at these poor people. I feel so bad for these people, man. It's hard for me to look at these people injured or walking. This is a place for disabled people, you know? And what the fuck, man? Anyway. Well, this is really a good story. I don't want to do that story. This is good. This is a way better one. Oh, you motherfucker. Fuck. I'm trying to get this goddamn thing. I'm trying to print something, folks. Hold the phone for just a second, if you wouldn't mind. Apologize for my language. It's the least I can do. Nothing sadder in my world. Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Victim survives being shot in the back. Christ almighty. Ugh, my fucking eyes are killing me, man. Let's see here. Ah, yes. Well, God damn it. My eyeballs are killing me. They have an annual dance or something at the, my eye. Okay, we need a little security talk here with Dave Oliva. Frank Gray, I guarantee you'll... Trump makes sense. I guarantee you that you'll blow a mountainside of Swiss Alpine goats before you ever get her to... before you ever get her to make a lick of sense. Frank, you are a mental case. Thank you. I think we're ready to go. Not really, but hey. Ah, shit. Ow, 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 ow. Oh, fuck. Nothing sadder in my world. Ow, ow. Killers to justice, dude. They're dead, man. They're dead, Governor Brown. Ow, fuck. I've got a fucking... mid-roll, man, mid-roll. All right. Wait a minute. Dave, what are you going to do, man? Dave Oliva here, I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that Dave Oliva, I will be at the Degwinger Mall, and that's going to be in Montebello today. And I'll be talking with people about safety, be talking with people about being a police officer.
Maybe not the right guy.
At that time, we did see what you would probably call, Italian seasoning. I went in, I looked, they're growing a lot of weed in there, you know?
Run, hide, lock door, barricade, turn off phone, fight. What? I mean, turn off phone.
What I would do is I would, first of all, I would want to let everybody know that you have to have, you got to have like, hey, it's Dave Oliva, and what we're studying right now in criminal justice law enforcement is the traffic stop. You know, when someone pulls you over and the police officer approaches, put your hands on the wheel, okay? Don't make no sudden moves. Don't make any sudden moves, at which point you're going to make an officer very nervous, at which point, if it's me, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, take the next step. Because, what do you mean? Take
the next step.
Well, I don't know whether your hands are, you know, where are your hands at? A drag step up to, speaking of McDonald's,
I don't know, maybe that is not the good character to play today, Dave Oliva.
One thing we did is we did give out a few tickets in the area, Phil, this year for parking cars on your front lawn for local high school football games. Looks a little trashy. It trashes things up. Well, over here in the Bergendale neighborhood, we saw an awful lot of that. And you go into some of these towns, the front lawns already look wrecked. Now you have these punk kids. I tell these punks right now, you try to park a car on my lawn. All right, go ahead and clear this out of here because I've got complaints from people who've got a very high.
I think that'll work. Now, Jeff Contadillo and the Phil Hendry Show. All right, guys, I'm ready to go. Here we go.